Welcome to Avraham Yerushalmi, you're holding a Chal Daf Chof Tes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, towards the end of Halacha Beis. We're starting with Aleph, the second line. Rabbi Yosef Shem Avilo, Bidinu Shitame Odom Tivloi Tvar Toiro. So, Meikar Adin, there's no problem to make a Tevel, something which does not have, yet the obligation of Chalo or Trumo, you can make a Tame. Dechtiv Anine Tatel Chaloi Dishmeres Trumasi. You have to do a mishmeres for the truma. Truma tzuch hashimur, ain't a tevel tzuch hashimur. You have to keep and guard the truma, but not the tevel, the mixture, before you separate the truma. Mani mekayim v'nasatim minu truma sashem la'aron ha'kohen. But we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, give Aaron ha'kohen truma. Aser sheni inaten lo la'aron ha'kohen mikun asoy. You have to make sure that the kohen gets something that he can use as a kohen. That's why you're not going to make tevel tome. Not because there's an issur of tevel, but the issur is you have to be able to give to the kohen his chelik. And if it's tome, the kohen can't use it. So the more of a karma, in our case, in our mishnah, they're talking about something which already has sofek tumo. So you can't give it to the kohen anyway, because anyway there's a sofek tumo. Go back to square one. There's no issur to be tame this tevel. Halacha gimel zok the mishnah. A woman made her dough kadosh before she rolled the dough. And after she did an agdish, she redeemed it. And then she rolled the dough. Chayaves, because you go based on gilgul. And the gilgul, the rolling of the dough happened after it was already redeemed from agdish. If she did gilgul before the agdish, and then she was magdish and redeemed it. It's chayav because already before making an egdish, there was a gilgul and she was chayav and chal. But egdish also actually gilgulo, she made a kodosh before the gilgul. The gilgulo, a gizbor, and then the gizbor, the gabai of egdish, did the gilgul. The chakar, the also, and then came the woman and redeemed it. Pturo. Then she's potter in a chal. She was shazchi vaso is a pturo. Because in the time of obligation, which is gilgul, it belonged to egdish. And egdish is potter min achalo. Continues the mishnah kayetzaboy. Similarly, hamagdish peyo yisov acholi bo loynes amaisus. Someone made the fruits kadosh before he has the obligation of maisus, before the mirura, before the completion of the process. Uvdon, and then he redeemed it, and then he completed the process. Chayavim, chayavim maiser. Mishi bo loynes amaisus uvdon. If he once he reached the stage of miruach, he made a kadosh and then redeemed it. Chayavim is chayavim maiser. But he was magdish before it was finished the process. Gone on a gizbor, the gizbor finished it. And then he redeemed it. When it became chayav and time miruach, it belonged to Hegdish, and Hegdish is potter mina meiser. So this second part that we mentioned in the Mishnah is mentioned also in Maseches Peyo. Why do we mention it twice? There's two stages. If it was by Hegdish, in either one of these stages, it's potter min ha'maaser. One is miruach, the end of the process, when you smooth the pile of grain. And one is when it reached the third of its growth. If either one of these stages, it was by Hegdish, it's potter min ha'maaser. So, Gemara Amud Beis, Abisi Omar Abo, V'chavrayo, Chavrayo Amrin, Achas l'miruach, V'achas l'shish. They also came and explained that one mishnah speaking about miruach, one is speaking about shlish. Rabbah Mefarish, Rabbah came and explained, lechalo lemiruach, our mishnah, Maseches Chalo, speaks about miruach, that stage, if it was by Hegdish, is potter. Upeyo and Maseches Peyo, lishlish, tells you the third. And Rabbah Chaim explains, the Maseches Chalo speaking about gilgul, by a dough, that's equivalent to miruach by grain. And Maseches Peyo was speaking about growth of items there, which speaks the beginning of the growth, speak about a third. So the Gemara must teach the Rebbe Kiva. The Choramish is Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva Omar Chashli Shavish Ad Maalech. Rebbe Kiva says you go based on the shlish. It doesn't matter if afterward it grew more. You go based on the first third. This Palgun was a machlekes. So the Shivya Shlish Yivnei Goyi. So the grew a third in front of a goy. It belonged to a goy. Velok Yisrael and a Jew bought it. Kiva Imar to a seventh spot. Whatever grows afterwards, because when it reached the third, it was potros. Even when it grows afterwards, it's potros. Even though now it belongs to a yid. The Choy Moim Rimat Yosef is Chayav. Choy say no. Whatever grew once the heat took it, is Chayav. The first turn you potter, but here on you're Chayav. So it's more Maikadon. So is our Mishnah only a Rekiva? So the like this. Tipate oikar bekivo b'mechlekes. Or you see the arm mishnas are bekivo. That I'm going with the mechlekes. That according to bekivo, once the third was done by hegdish, you put the armaisa going forward. Or we'll say it goes even according to Rabbanan. We say we did not grow more. Once it reached a third, right away he cut it. And because it reached a third by Agdish, everybody agrees, you put to Bina Meiser, there's nothing to be Mechayev on Meiser. Halacha Dazok the Mishnah. Nochi Shinosan Yisrael, Isol La Soy Sloy, came a goy, gave to a Jew a dough, and the Jew finished it, Ptur Minachal, because it belongs to a goy. Nosoloi Matono, actually Gilgil. Chayeves, Mishigil up to him, gave him as a gift. So if he gave it before they did the Gilgul, the rolling, so it's chayev because the Jew did the rolling. But if the goy gave it to him after the Gilgul, the Ptura. How you say, manochi, person does do together anochi, their partners. In aim bishli Yisrael kishu chal, if the part belongs to Yisrael, it doesn't have the shiur of chal, the Ptura min chal. So you don't, it's not nochi of chal. Kel shi this guy, it was a girl, became a Jew. Vloy solo Yisrael, he had a dough from before. If now says that Shulam is Geyer, if the dough was finished before he became a Geyer, Potter, there's no Chiyuv Chalo. Mishin is Geyer, but if he was finished once he became a Geyer, Chayov. If he's Sofik, you're not sure, Chayov. If he's Chayov, he's Sofik, you have to do it, you have to give the Chalo. But if he eats, he doesn't have to pay Choymish, he has to pay the fine, because it's a Sofik. Now, why the carrying does have to pay? So, Chayim debates it, he brings the first shot. The reason you pay the carrying because the carrying is Kaparo. He needs kapara. He needs to rectify that he ate chumo or chalo, at least be sofik. And the second pshat he says that you're not chayav in the karen unless you gave it to the kohen. So karen depends. Did he give it to the kohen? Did not give it to the kohen? Kedirus the mishnah of lamed amud aleph. Rabbi Akiva oimer akol olech achar krima betanur. You don't go based on gilgul. You don't go based on rolling. But you go wet once it had a crust in the oven. It's a different stage that is kriveya lechalo. And early in the Masechta, the Gemara brought the sources in the Psukim to tell me the Shito of Rabbi Akiva. With this, we conclude Yoshal Michalo Dav Choftes.